Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Jessica made her husband get the snip because she doesn't want children because she thinks the world won't exist in another 100 years. If she was so sure, then why didn't she get her tubes tied instead? I wouldn't be surprised if she left her husband now and got knocked up by a chadron. Suddenly the end of the world doesn't matter if an alpha male wants you to carry his kid. By the looks of her, her fertility window is already closed though. Up next, what do you do in this case when you're forced to leave a tip and it's not optional? Make a custom tip for 2 cents with a message saying you won't be shamed into paying a tip so some land whale can cover the interest payments on your gender studies degree. Or just cancel a transaction entirely and pay in cash. This is yet one more reason why we shouldn't eat out. They poison you with the food and then try and poison your mood with this tip tomfoolery. Number 3, Neo asks Morpheus what he's going to buy when Bitcoin is worth millions. Morpheus says the dip. Very few understand this. That Bitcoin is the asset of assets and has outperformed everything else. My goal is not to trade in my Bitcoin for fiat, but instead to sell high and buy even more Bitcoin when it's low, in addition to continuing to buy more for my income. Most likely the end of Bitcoin's bull run is anywhere between February 2025 and October, so we're almost there. Moving on, Marxism destroys the past. Here's the Swedish Minister of Culture melting down historical artifacts and coinage down for scrap. That's funny. She doesn't look very Swedish to me. Maybe her father's name was Abba Hussein. I don't know who's worse, her doing this or Swedish men simping out and allowing it. Are you telling me that no one wanted to buy the artifacts for more than the value of scrap metal? When will this madness end? Number 5, a man criticizes a judge in Germany for fining a Syrian man for raping a 15-year-old girl instead of sending him to prison. The man got double the fine as the rapist for complaining about the outcome. German judges need to stop having a two-tier justice system. They need to stop acting like the Second Weimar Republic unless, of course, they want the eventuality of a Fourth Reich, which nobody wants. Maybe there's a reason, possibly that judge is also a kid fiddler. Up next is Jaguar's logo now versus then. Instead of this woke nonsense, why didn't they just license the Pink Panther cartoon character? At least that would provide them some nostalgia points for marketing and might actually increase sales. Instead, Jaguar is now the Bud Light of the automotive world. Whenever you get woke, you go broke. It's a damn shame that it looks like Ferrari is following in their skid marks. Number 7, here's the choice that the popular high school girl gets after she graduates. She can either get married or do Lonely Fools. It doesn't matter which path she chooses. She's going to use her body to get a big house either way. Getting married and squeezing one out is a better bet because odds are the man's not going to divorce her, and she'll have someone to nag into old age. If she does OF, then odds are no good man will marry her, and she'll end up miserable and alone with cats. Moving on, which would you pick? I like number 2 because it's all about the thigh gap. Number 3 isn't bad either. But I don't want to go near any of these because they look like the sports athletes' wives that divorced them a few years later, after marriage for cash and prizes. For all the liberal simps and cucks watching this, don't worry, I've included this gorgeous ghoul for you. That's just your type. Hopefully I didn't ruin everyone's day. Number 9 is the difference between before and after you dropped a kid off at a public school with a pride flag. Previous generations in the 20th century just dropped their kids off at a public school and hope for the best. Looks to me like if you want to ensure that your cultural values get passed down to your children instead of your children being passed around sexually by their female teachers and sometimes male teachers, then you're going to have to homeschool them. Up next, here's an old Soviet joke basically saying that the past will be rewritten so quickly that you won't even know what will happen yesterday. It's like people under communism were living with retrocausality, where the future creates the past. Maybe George Orwell was looking at what was going on in the Soviet Union for inspiration when he wrote the book 1984. Number 11, should Canada start deporting illegal immigrants the way the U.S. is planning to? By the end of 2025, 5 million temporary residents have to leave Canada. Many won't go back to Ooga Booga land willingly, and if we don't send them back, our economy and the Canadian dollar are going to get wrecked. It's the only way to fix the cost of living crisis, strengthen the Canadian dollar, and make housing costs far more affordable. If suddenly there are 5 million free beds in this country. Moving on, last Thanksgiving, the Better Bachelor of Oz wished everyone a happy birthday. He's such a joker. Looks to me like that baby needs a DNA test because it doesn't look like he's the father. Joker must have been cheating on himself in this case. That chick is kind of hot, but she sure does have a butterface and definitely needs a shave. At least we can say that he's keeping it all in the family. Number 13, people have gone insane. They will do whatever they can to resist having to develop actual willpower and discipline themselves to portion control when it comes to food. This woman doesn't want her 12-year-old daughter to get obese like her, so she's putting her on a Zempic. This should be considered child abuse. Then again, with all the puberty blockers, drugging your own kids is not something new for many of today's strong, independent women. The latest research shows Ozempic shrinks the heart muscle. Good luck, everybody. Up next, we were told that global warming would melt all the ice in Antarctica and flood the world's coastlines. Meanwhile, the ice in Antarctica has slowly increased since 1979. Imagine that. Never listen to what our rulers say. Only pay attention to what they do. They've been buying up beachfront property while saying it's all going to sink. That's one hell of a psyop to get the property on the water. Lex Luthor would be so proud. Number 15, here's a guy one day after a hair transplant versus 11 months later. I'm predicting that being bald and fat will be a sign of poverty in 10 years, if it isn't already. Now everyone can have Chad's hairline. And if you're wondering where all his hair is coming from, it's from the back of the neck. It's like the old Polish scarf trick. You make it longer by cutting a foot off the bottom and then sewing it on the top. In this case, it works because people spend more time looking at the front of your head than the back. Moving on is Dolph Lundgren. If he lives, he lives. He's now cancer-free after a 9-year battle with the disease. The doctors gave him 2 years to live. Looks like Drago punched cancer in the nuts and made it cry. I guess this is what happens when you're a tall, ripped Chad that refuses to give up. Maybe it's because he was once He-Man and he has the power. I'll bet you anything he went for some natural cures to get rid of it. Dude broke cancer. Number 17, the White House pressed Ukraine to lower the draft age to meet their manpower needs against Russia. Now they want to conscript those as young as 18. After that, it'll be teenage boys. Then they might actually pull a full Germany and have little boys with rifles. Anything but send women to the front lines. But not to worry. If Russia wins, they'll have plenty of Ukraine war brides to take. The same way the French women fell for German soldiers. Up next is this racist. Here's Kay Adams with her first grade class. And here are the kids as seniors. Where did all the black kids and 4 of the white kids go? Maybe they stepped out to get milk. Most of the missing white kids, 3 out of 4, are all female. All the white dudes are there. It makes me wonder if she was doing more than just teaching these white guys. Forget about racism, there was probably sexual debauchery going on. Number 19, a lonely fool star's son wants to end himself after his classmates taunt him with undressed pictures of his mother. Looks like the OnlyFans fallout has begun. But nothing will happen because he's a guy. If a girl was being taunted, then the people bullying her would have been punished. The real test will come once a kid with a mother that's a Lonely Fool's model goes postal in a school with a boomstick. They usually end up blaming video games for that. Let's see what they do this time. Moving on is Iggy Pop shirtless on stage at the age of 76. And yet there's still plenty of women throwing themselves at him because of his status. For women, a man with status is like Jack Black in Shallow Hal seeing Gwyneth Paltrow as a skinny woman, even though she's obese. Poor Iggy here looks like a pregnant woman using meth. One thing's for sure though, putting tattoos on him would make him look absolutely awful. In case you're wondering, this is what he used to look like and what many women still see. Number 21, this kid found a bag with $12,000 in cash in it and turned it in. Some guy says he prays that his kids aren't that stupid. That cop sure looks happy because the force will be spending that money on a Vegas weekend when no one comes to claim the moolah. Either that or a donation to the police retirement fund. And the boy gets a certificate. I hope that the cops at least bought him a PlayStation and a pizza. Actually, this is a fake headline. The real headline is that this police officer adopted this 8-year-old boy he saved from a severe child abuse case. So he'll be getting that PlayStation after all. Up next, Homer tells Bart that women are feminists because they're unattractive, and not the other way around. But to be honest though, I think that both are true. They are also unattractive because they embrace feminism. They're mostly women that I'd like to call the unboinkables. I've seen some very attractive women that now look like trolls after finding feminism. So it's not always the fugly to feminism pipeline. Number 23, do you agree that if you don't have a wife, then you've got a happy life? Yes, absolutely, 100%. Not to mention it's a lot less stressful. Let a strong, independent woman deal with the stress for a change. Moving on, America used to be a proper country. The average United Airlines stewardess was 23 years old and weighed 117 pounds. I'm sure the pilots used to have tons of fun before today's middle-aged flight attendants that weigh twice that. Try finding a woman today that's 5'5" and 117 pounds. On a side note, my dad's cousin was the head trainer for the flight attendants for TWA back in the 1950s and 60s, and her husband used to work for Skunk Works. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between men before and after a shower and women before and after a shower. Looks like water is women's mortal enemy. The only thing I'm curious about is how that guy managed to grow his hair back and change his facial structure by just taking a shower. Not to mention he's also blonde now. Looks to me like water is man's best friend. Looks like good boys come in second. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.